All right, so we've talked at length about tonight's championship game. Let's talk some association. We are joined now by the president of basketball operations for the Denver Nuggets. Previously served as GM and executive VP of basketball ops. He joined the Nuggets back in 2013. Denver is red hot. They've won five straight. Detroit is at Denver tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern. And for the record, he is on record. He's a fan of softball guy because we all are. He is Tim Connolly. Tim, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Good to have you, Tim. So let's talk about where you are. You beat Orlando by 10 last night. That's five in a row, as I mentioned, off the top. It's a game, though, Tim, where you're down by 18 in the first half, and then you outscore Orlando 72-44 in the second half. What's that second half say about this team in particular and how good you are?
It was encouraging. I thought we kind of sleptwalked through the first half, but our guys got frustrated with what they perceived was a kind of a tough home whistle. So it was great to see them respond. I mean, Orlando's got a heck of a coach, and those guys play hard. They came in shorthanded on a back-to-back and really outplayed us. So it was fun to see our guys answer the bell in the second half and get a big home win.
Tim Connolly joining us. Tim, Aaron Gordon had another night. He had 24.7 rebounds in the win over his old team. From the outside, Tim, it seems like he's been a perfect fit for your team. Take me back to before the trade. What did you see in him that made you think that he'd be a good addition?
We needed a guy like him who had versatility on both ends, almost likened it to like a left tackle in football, a guy who protects your best player and quarterback and also helps him. And I think he both helps and protects Nikola with his defensive versatility and his ability to just play physical. He's a real man out there. So we thought he'd be a good fit. He allows us to do a lot of things defensively. He's, a really competitive guy and a guy that takes pride in his defense, so we kind of crossed our fingers, and he's been fantastic thus far.
Tim Connolly joining us. Tim, that's not a guy that you get without having to give something up, and it's not a trade that you made lightly because it meant giving up Gary Harris, R.J. Hampton, and a future first-round pick. As a sign of what Harris meant to the organization, there was a digital billboard outside of Orlando's hotel with a thank you message to him. So what did he mean to the organization, and how tough was it to see him go?
He meant the world. I mean, I certainly wouldn't still have my job. We didn't have Gary. He was our longest tenured player. He saw a complete culture shift from a team that was struggling to get to 500 to a team that can advance in the playoffs. He's the best, as good a player as he is, he's a better guy. So losing him, losing a guy like RJ Hampton, who has a chance to be a really, really good player in this league, was hard, but you got to give to get. We thought with the play of Nikola, it was time to push a little bit of the chips into the middle of the table and kind of see how noisy we can make it this offseason. I'm sorry, this postseason. So it sucks. The whole idea of trading human beings is weird and awkward, and especially when a guy, you get to know him so well and he's done so much for the organization. But Orlando got a class act and a hell of a player.
I got to say, Tim, I know that's hard and that's not fun, and not to make light of it, but I love that answer. I thought you broke that down perfectly, man. It does suck to trade human beings, especially somebody who means that much to the team and the organization. And then you mentioned Tim Nikola. Like, I can't believe that we got this far without mentioning him or me, myself. 17 points, 16 assists, 9 rebounds last night. He broke Will Chamberlain's record for most 10 assist games by a center in his career. Like, I've run out of ways to explain or describe how great this guy is. How would you sum it up?
I think he's like an algorithm, they said Ted Williams could see the seam of a baseball. I think that's how he processes the game. He never makes a poor decision. Even his turnovers, you see where he was going with it. He's an amazing player, the best player I've ever been fortunate enough to be around. I think we're about to see a sustained level of play that this city's never seen. He's our leader. He's a fantastic guy. Everything he's accomplished is well-earned and deserved. It was not a typical path to superstardom. So he's amazing. He amazes me pretty much night to night.
I had a chuckle. He is an algorithm. That's a great description. Now, he and Gordon also seem to have connected immediately. Nikola set up Gordon for a bucket 6 times last night. I would imagine that does not surprise you, but what do you make of how their chemistry has taken or gelled so quickly?
It's really cool. When I met Aaron, we were flying back from to Denver from Orlando. We talked about our team and talked about how unselfish our team is, and that's a huge testament to obviously Nikola and Jamal, but also Mo and his whole staff. And I think Aaron's basketball IQ has been probably underrated a bit. And just talked about where he can be most effective. And he's meshed so quickly. It speaks to how bad he wants to win. It also speaks to, I think, a guy who really knows how to play the game. So when you have big cutters like Michael and Aaron, and you have guys who can put the ball in the hole like Will and Jamal, that starting five is really hard to stop. There's a lot of options out there.
Monte Morris made that point as well, that you got so many cutters and they get to the basket and they get easy, good looks. And then, Tim, you mentioned, or I should say, you added JaVale McGee. Now, JaVale McGee was with the team earlier in his career, and now he's back. What do you like about what he has to bring to it at this juncture of his career?
I think it's just really neat. I was with JaVale when he was a rookie in D.C. You know, we had some ups and quite a few downs. I was with him in Denver a couple of years later. And since he left Denver, he's got three championship rings. He's played in four finals. So it's really cool from kind of a personal perspective to see a guy who's grown that much and has enjoyed that level of success. He's the only guy in our locker room with rings. So he brings, beyond the obvious physical attributes, a big-time rim protector, a lob threat, a guy whose length can cause havoc on both ends. He brings experience and knowledge of what it takes to win it all, and that's been invaluable thus far.
I love the guy, and I love that move. In terms of moves, Tim Connolly joining us, you went to the conference finals last year. I think it would have been very easy for you to say, we have a talented roster, we're more experienced for it, we're better for it, we don't need to be unnecessarily aggressive or take any chances. But like you just said, you push those chips to the center of the table. These are really aggressive moves. What made you want to take that approach?
Well, we were happy where we were last year, but not content. We thought the last couple of years, a couple of possessions here and there, maybe we could have been in the finals. But we weren't, so you have to be brutally honest. We lost a heck of a player in Jeremy Grant. He's in Detroit playing great this year. So that was a big hole on our roster, that multi-position, versatile, 4-3, 3-4. When you're trying to win at the level we're trying to win, you're going to face some just monsters. It's Giannis, it's Kawhi, Paul, LeBron. I mean, the list goes on. And without that guy, it's hard to take yourself too seriously. So that was a focus of ours. And certainly going into trade deadline, our rim protection has not been where it needs to be. And JaVale has established himself as one of the premier rim protectors. So it's easy to identify where we need to get better. It's hard to at times make deals, but we were fortunate enough that we got those two deals done, and we think we're primed to make a real run.
So, Tim, really quickly, you mentioned LeBron. When you see the sort of issues the Lakers have with injuries to their key players, is that something you take notice of, and does it feel like maybe the window cracks open a little bit wider?
I've seen LeBron, I think, since he's freshman year high school. That guy just regenerates, so I'm sure he'll be back ASAP, better than ever. But I think what's neat now is because these young guys have won enough, they believe in themselves, and you know, it's almost like you don't give the guys you see every day enough credit. Nikola's, I think, the best player in the world, and we have to treat him as such, and we have to know when you have the best player in the world, when you have one of the biggest gamers in the world like Jamal Murray, who's playing into a superstar status, and we saw his election in the bubble, you know, why not us? I think we have the talent. I think we have a fantastic coaching staff, and you know, if we don't believe, then no one else will.
Why not us? One last question about one more guy. Michael Porter Jr. is currently hitting 44.9% of his threes. I bring that up because no player in league history has hit 45% of their threes in their age 22 season. He's knocking on the door of that. He's also grown as a defender. So how high is his ceiling overall?
I think Michael could be one of the elite scorers in our league. I think he's going to be one of the best rebounding forwards we've seen in a long, long time. His defense keeps improving steadily. What's underrated about Michael is how much he cares and how hard he works. He's obsessed with basketball. I mean, just look at his family. You know, his mom was a heck of a player. His dad played collegiately at UNO down in New Orleans. So it's in his blood. You know, when you have a guy that talented who has those physical tools and he's obsessed with it, you know, I think the sky's the limit.
Nuggets look great. They've won five straight. He joined the Nuggets in 2013. He is the president of basketball operations. Tim Connolly locked in. Tim, I appreciate you. Great to have you back on the show. Thanks so much for doing that.
Thanks as always, man. I appreciate it.
You too, Tim. Really appreciate you. Tim Connolly. Nuggets look great right now. I want to say about this guy, he and that front office are next level. They are so good. one of the best, in my opinion, in the entire association. I think that he is ahead of the curve. I love talking ball with him. I love the way they move their chips to the center of the table at the deadline, as I mentioned. They were in the conference finals. It would have been easy to sit back and say, you know what, we're in a good spot. We've got talent. We're better for that. We have the experience of that. Let's just keep doing what we're doing. But that's not what they did. They take an enormous swing for Aaron Gordon. And I absolutely love that move at the time, and I like it even better right now. That fit has been incredible. And what can you say about Nikola at this point?